Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Tom, and it's my honour to be your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight, we'll travel to a village in China on the night of the Lantern Festival. This beautiful celebration marks the end of the Lunar New Year festivities, which occur around this time every year. Let's just take a brief moment to unwind before our story. Begin with some deep, relaxing breaths, filling up the lungs as you draw the air in. Then gently releasing it back out, enjoying the calming sensation of the exhale. As you breathe, remind yourself that this is the time to let go of daily trials and tribulations. Turn down the lights in your mind. Allow everything to dim. It's nighttime now. There's nothing left to see or do. Allow just one thing to remain in your mind, and that's the sound of my voice. Imagine it's like the light of the moon, illuminating your world just enough to guide you to a quiet, peaceful place where you can rest with ease and comfort. And it's in a quiet, peaceful village that our story begins. You step out of the guest house and onto the hard-packed dirt road. Here, in the glow of the red lantern hanging from the eaves, you fasten your cozy jacket and tuck your scarf into its folds. You're grateful for the warmth of your clothing in the crisp night air. But although the weather is chilly, you plan to venture out into the village tonight. After all, it's the final night of the Lunar New Year celebration. For the last 2 weeks, people have enjoyed time spent at home with their families, away from work. There has been an abundance of good food shared with loved ones, and evenings of exchanging stories and small gifts. Children received tiny red paper envelopes filled with lucky money, and houses were swept and cleaned in preparation for the new year ahead. You make your way down the small road, listening to the sound of the dirt crumbling beneath your feet. An ambient chatter permeates the village tonight. The soft sound of children laughing and people talking to one another drifts through doorways as families gather for a meal before heading outside. The road you're on is narrow, like all the streets here, twisting and turning with the natural curves of the hill on which this village is situated. As you near the main part of town, you begin to pass more and more wooden houses with grey tile roofs. Like at the guest house, lanterns hang from the eaves to light the street on dark nights. However, tonight is anything but dark. The doors of several of the houses have been left open, as though the families within are inviting passers-by, like you, to take part in their happiness and the joy of connection. In one home, you catch a glimpse of a family eating what looks like small bowls of hot soup, perfect for a brisk winter night. But this is a delicacy often served during the festival. Sweet rice balls filled with black sesame paste. Sitting in the round soup bowl, they remind you of little moons hanging in a clear night sky. They mirror the full moon, which bathes the village around you in a milky white glow. When the family finishes their treat, they'll join you and everyone else in the main plaza, which lies ahead of you now. From where you're standing on the winding street, you can see the ethereal glow of the town centre. Though you can't make out any of the lanterns yet, aside from those on the houses here, you know they are the reason for the radiance. Light shimmers around the edge of one of the buildings lining the main plaza. You take your time walking towards it, enjoying these last moments of relative quiet before you enter the heart of the festivities. It isn't cold enough to see your breath, but the cool breeze nips at your cheeks and nose. You tuck your hands into your pockets, feeling the warmth spread up your fingers and into your palms. Between the houses are narrow archways leading to the side entrances of the courtyards that stand in the middle of these homes. Some of the courtyards have ponds, others a single tree. Many have plants and flowers, and perhaps a bench for a grandparent to sit and rest during the day. There are places for rest and quiet moments scattered throughout this village, though it's bustling with activity tonight. As you near the last house before the main plaza, the individual sounds of the festival grow easier to make out. You hear a pair of children giggling, friends talking in cheerful tones, and somewhere further off, a person playing word games with an eager crowd. You take a deep breath and pause for a moment, letting the anticipation build within you. And then you step out from behind the building. The brilliance of the scene in front of you is breathtaking. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of lanterns in all shapes and sizes light up the plaza in dozens of colours. A rainbow of electric light pours out of every window, doorway, and alley. Plain lanterns are strung across the open area, suspended from rooftops and other parts of the surrounding buildings. Huge, colourful lanterns in the shapes of animals bounce and bob in the centre. Some are animated, with legs, arms, and heads that move as their glowing interiors seem to float up and down. You spot one in the shape of an enormous tiger. Its golden body twinkles all over, save for where the long black stripes that cover it from head to toe block the light. It stands majestically atop a luminous green hill, surrounded by glimmering flowers and plants. The tip of its tail is black, and its belly is white. The tiger's head is accented with red, as is its mouth, which is open wide, showing off pairs of long white teeth. A smaller cub stands beside it. Together, they make a sweet, yet impressive pair. As you gaze up at the giant cat, a girl with pigtails walks past you. Like many of the children here, she's holding a small, battery-powered wand with lights dangling off the end. The lights are surrounded by multicolored orbs with shiny tassels in between them. There are three palm-sized orbs hanging from the wand in total. One is pink, another orange, and a third green. She pushes a button on the wand, and the bulbs encased within the orbs begin to twinkle in different patterns. Her face lights up with joy as she hurries over to show her friends. Her parents watch from the side of the plaza, where they stand talking to another family. It seems as though the children are the heart of this portion of the evening. Some eagerly show their little lanterns to friends and neighbours, while others gaze wide-eyed at the larger lanterns displayed across the plaza. The scene around you is so magical, you can only begin to imagine it through the eyes of a child. You decide to amble slowly around the perimeter of the plaza to take in all the sights and sounds from every angle. It's not a very large space, and yet it feels like a thousand tiny stars have been poured from the sky into this place. Many of the lanterns are red and made of paper. Some have writing on them and others are plain. Every so often, the breeze dances through them and the paper ripples quietly as the lanterns swing back and forth. Most of the lanterns here have light bulbs inside. But there are still a few, particularly those hanging under the protective cover of the eaves, whose flickering light still comes from the flame of a candle. After you begin your walk, a woman on the other side of the plaza catches your attention. She's standing before a crowd of eager onlookers. You move in closer to better hear what she's saying. Finally, you realize this is a riddle game. At the moment, it's focusing on calligraphy, The woman at the front is reciting the brush strokes, corresponding to a certain written character. Every person in the crowd is trying to draw the character in their mind's eye. You listen as she says, vertical line, horizontal line, dash, dot. Every so often, someone will call out a guess as to what the character is. After a few more brush strokes, a man at the back guesses correctly, to the joy of the crowd. Next, she begins to recite puns based on people's names. Neighbors laugh as she goes through them one by one. Then she moves on to some of the most popular riddles that everyone here has heard at least a few times in their lives. It forms a kind of call and response. She begins the riddle, and the crowd, all together, calls out the answer. Watching everyone play, you feel a sense of community and togetherness. Here in the light of the lanterns, you truly feel connected to everyone else around you. This is a joyous occasion, and you're grateful to be able to take part. The sound of cheerful music drifts through the air. Yet another detail making this night so special and so alive. It's a mix of traditional music and more contemporary instrumental pieces. Listening to it now brings a smile to your face. Many of the children around you carry small paper lanterns attached to the ends of short poles. The lanterns sway back and forth with every step, reminding you of fireflies on a summer's night. Soon, you notice that the crowd is beginning to make its way out of the main plaza. You feel yourself being pulled along by the current of people, like a river flowing gently downstream. On either side of you, paper lanterns bob rhythmically at the ends of poles, being carried by two small children. One of them looks up at you and smiles, before turning her attention back to the light. Together, the group meanders slowly down the hill to the archway that marks the entrance to the village. Up at the top of the gate, you can make out the name of this town. A simple piece of signage for anyone who might arrive here this way. The group gathers at this point and then continues onto the riverbank close by. No one is in a hurry. Every person takes their time, enjoying the companionship of all those around them. The river is calm and steady tonight. It glows in the soft light of the moon, like a silver brushstroke across the land. Standing here at the water's edge, you can see the brilliant orb of the moon hanging high in the sky. Its gleaming reflection beams up at you from the surface of the river. Small ripples dance across it, and stars twinkle faintly in the dark water. You're thankful for the warmth of your jacket and scarf down here by the river. A light breeze whispers in the grass at your feet and flutters across the top of the water ever so slightly. The winter chill is more prominent here, outside the coziness of the village centre. But so is the magic of the night. Looking out beyond the riverbank, you can see the land continuing on endlessly. In places, it rises up, forming sharp hills. In other directions, it remains flat for some distance, until it loses all definition in the depths of the night. The moon casts its glow on the landscape here, leaving every peak and valley either in a shimmering pool of light or in the inky blackness of shadow. Soon, your attention is brought back to this side of the river as you notice the people around you getting ready for the next part of the festival. Looking around, you see that everyone now has a small paper lantern. But instead of batteries, these have a fire source at their core. None of them have been lit yet. As you're casting your gaze over the crowd, one of the women you recognize from the plaza comes over to you. She's holding out a lantern with both hands. "Here, you can use this one," she says, handing it to you gently. You smile and thank her, accepting the delicate paper object with your fingertips. The paper crinkles slightly in your grasp, making a pleasantly hollow sound. When every single person has their own lantern, people begin to light them. Dozens of tiny fires flicker to life within the white paper casings. And as softly as a feather, they begin to drift up into the sky, held aloft by flame and air. Carefully, you light the fire of your lantern and watch as its warm glow illuminates the wrinkled paper in your hands. You hold it up and then release it to join the countless others rising slowly into the sky. For a moment, you stand perfectly still, captivated by the otherworldly scene. The lanterns float, weightless, into the vast expanse of night. They flicker as they ascend, as though carried along by the whispered wishes of all who stand on the riverbank down below. Glancing down, you see a reflection of all the floating lanterns in the river's gently rippling surface. To one side, you notice the moon glimmering among the other globes of light. There is harmony between the water and the sky, with the moonlight shining up and down, and the lanterns dancing across both river and air. For a while, you stand there, marvelling at the quiet beauty of the lanterns rising higher and higher into the night. You lose all track of time. So enchanted are you by the mesmerizing flow of light and breeze. The lapping of the river at the shore, the fresh scent of the cold night, and the vision of the distant lanterns wrap you up and hold you in their magic. Sometime later, you notice the people around you beginning to move once more. It must be well into the night by now. You can see the full moon has travelled further along its path through the sky. Slowly, with the chill, you feel your body begin to move with them, carrying you back to the entrance archway, through the gate, and to the narrow street that winds up the hill to the main plaza. When you reach the once bustling square, families disperse in all directions. You trail after those heading the same way as you, following in their footsteps as they leave the plaza behind and walk up the dirt road. Smiling, they pass by the houses whose doors were left open earlier. Eventually, they turn off the road and walk into one of the wooden homes. The little girl in the family turns and smiles at you as you pass, continuing on your way up to the guest house. Now, the street is quiet. It's just you, the crumbling earth beneath your feet, and the glow of the lanterns hanging from the eaves of the homes you pass. Their gentle light illuminates the way back, and soon you find yourself at the door to the guest house. You step inside and take off your shoes, exchanging them for house slippers. Quietly, you pad into your room. After hanging up your heavy clothes, you change into pajamas and then crawl into bed. Though you know the night is cold outside, it's warmer in here, but not too warm. It's cool enough that you are comfortable snuggling beneath the covers and pulling them softly around you. It isn't long before your eyes begin to close. You can feel sleep coming easily tonight. Soon, in the quiet of the guest house, you begin to drift off with visions of moons, tigers, and the wondrous glow of 1,000 lanterns dancing in your mind.